And Dr. Jilly Galthorpe in this morning talking about the gift of time.
That's right.
You never get enough of time over the holidays. It's go, 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 go. Then you start going shopping and somebody gives you the finger in the Quinney Mall when you're trying to park.
Really?
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, it was your husband.
What? Oh, get out of here, Sean.
Anyway, no, but that stuff happens, right? People get, it seems like short fuse box this time of the year, too. Back off, just chill out.
Well, that can actually be corrected if people would just take a little time for themselves to just settle down. We need to set a time for ourselves if we're going to feel less time pressed, because part of the reason you get those interactions in parking lots is because people are rushing. They're frustrated. They feel entitled. They feel like you're getting in their way when really you might have the same perception that they're getting in your way. So sometimes just sitting down for a coffee with no distractions can feel like the ultimate luxury.
Yeah, it makes you feel like just putting your feet up and chilling is cool.
You know, I just want to point something out real quick. So that is exactly how I feel. So there's some moments and I have like a really time crunch day and I'll just go to the room and I'll close the door and I'll just close my eyes and take a deep breath. Maybe when it's for a few minutes, I'll just close my eyes and be like, okay, I have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's right. It's being able to shift. So instead of, by taking that time for ourselves, what we can do is shift our perception on things. So our perception helps us so much with seeing ourselves as time rich. So it's all about self-efficacy, which is the belief that we're capable of accomplishing things. So remember that. So when we spend time on others, it reinforces this belief. It's a confidence boost that makes us feel like we've done more. And as a result, we have more time. So that perception is so important. It's kind of like this morning, you know, when you're getting ready for work and you're rushing, you're trying to fit all this stuff in. Well, if you think about it, or your perception is, oh my gosh, I never have time to get all this stuff done. But then if you go ahead and you do your routine and you get things done, by the time you get to work and you've done your walk, your workout, you've done some things that you wanted to take care of ahead of the day, then it feels like your day is already set with purpose and you feel, okay, I can accomplish other things. But if you do all those same things, you get all those things done, but you walk in the door and like, that was terrible. All I did was rush, 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 rush. You've let go of all that positivity that can come from accomplishing those things.
Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas seems to bring people together. You get the chance to hang out with family and friends and have some celebrations. It's really nice. But, you know, for your own self-awareness, treat your body like a speed camera. You need to slow down.
That's a good way to put it.
No,
yes,
you need to slow down and think
Hit
about yourself on occasion. It's okay to think about yourself.
It is important to think about yourself. It reduces stress, enhances happiness, and it will strengthen your relationships. So giving time to yourself is a win-win for other people because you're calmer and you're going to enjoy the holiday period much more.
Dr. Jilly Galthorpe, Mix Nation wants to track you down. Where do they do that?
Feel free to look us up at Galthorpe Therapist on our website. And you can also give us a call at 613-962-1852 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Jilly Galthorpe, RSW.